World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, I was kind of bragging in the pre-show before we went live here. You know, we have a little bit of a pre-show gathering. Again, folks, if you want to join what we call the huddle and actually be part, you got to just go to Coach Dave Live. Spencer, do that for me right now, if you would. All you got to do in the morning is go to Coach Dave Live, and we'll get it up here on the screen. See that little yellow, what color? That's green, I guess. It says join the queue. You click on that, and then you can come in, and you can comment, you can raise your hand, you can ask questions, all that stuff. And then we get in the queue early in the morning. A lot of guys are in here maybe 15 minutes before the show starts. So there's a dialogue that takes place. And these guys all in here, although they don't even live remotely near the same place, they all know each other because we're in here 5 days a week. And so a great conversation goes on in what we call the queue. It's in there and it's open to anybody. You can join it. And it goes on after the show. We have an after-show queue that goes like forever where people get in there. And these guys get to know each other and trust each other and talk back and forth. And so we just encourage a lot of you, if you're watching it, I mean, you could be watching on a lot of different platforms. But if you really want to join and be interactive, just go to Coach Dave Live and click on Join the Queue. And boom, you'll be in here and you can raise your hand and you can be part of it. So we were discussing a little bit before we went live here this morning. At least I was discussing a little bit. I don't want this to sound arrogant, although it doesn't really matter. I can't believe my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I got to tell you something. I'm a lot harder to fool than I was 2,563 shows ago when we started here. Because one of the things that I have to do every morning is I have to get on the internet. And I have to look for a direction. Lord, where would you have me go today? I never, when I prepare a show, I never go with a preconceived, when I open my computer, I never go with a preconceived notion of what we're going to talk about. I never do. I sit down and say, Lord, where are we going here today? And it's sometimes right in the middle of the show that, boom, I'll get a real, or the preparation, that I'll get a real nugget from the Lord. And boom, then I'll dig hard on that. And that's kind of happened to me today. You know, we'll get into it. And I'm not easy to fool anymore. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And I'm getting a pretty good sniffer to figure out when somebody's telling me the truth, when they're lying to me, when it's propaganda, when it's not propaganda. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm some guru. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying. But I'm going to tell you this. If I bring it to you, I've done a lot of research on it. I haven't missed it too many times. I haven't. And it's not, I don't mean I hate that word when I was coaching football. I hated that word, I, because it's never about I. But the research that we bring is for you to share with others. So you also are not ignorant of his devices. And my faith walk over the 2,563 shows has really, if it's done one thing for me, it has done this. It has taught me how shallow my Christian training has been. Would anybody say amen to that? Anybody out there agree? Every day when the show's over, I'm thinking, golly, everybody needs to hear what we just talked about. You with me? Everybody needs to hear it. This is the warfare that we're dealing with. This is the cosmic warfare that's coming upon us right now. And the average church ain't got any idea what's going on. Amen. And I'm not sitting there trying to be some guru about it. I just do research. I just follow the trail. Just follow, ask a question, follow. I love Google. So today I sat down in front of Google and I typed in boom, 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 boom. You ready? Here's what I typed in today. Witchcraft and feminism. The boom, 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 boom. There's more stuff there than you could ever read on witchcraft and feminism. And I would have to say this. I love my wife. I love my daughters. I love my grandchildren, granddaughters. I love women. Men, I love women. But I'm going to tell you something. The feminist movement has at the heart of it had witchcraft. That's been the heart of it. Going back to Gloria Steinem and all this kind of stuff. Why, folks? Go back to the Jezebel spirit. We're going to try to talk about a little bit of that here this morning. But I got to do some homework here real quickly. So bear with me a little bit. We have found out, you know, we're getting ready to go down to Tennessee, Carolina is what everyone calls. We're anchoring in Tennessee. But we have found out, I don't know if Gary's in here today, and I don't know if Clay's in here today, but we have found out that just in the last 24 hours, that they have found deadly poisonous residue all throughout that area down there. And they associate it with weather manipulated clouds. I'm not making it up. I wish I had, could click it on. I don't have it in front of me. I should have found that this morning. And so Grindstone, who we're dealing with down there, Grindstone is pulling out. They are pulling out. So they're going to be down there for another couple weeks, but they are no longer sending their people up into the mountains to do cleanups and rescues. I understand that there's videos on there. We spoke to the people at Grindstone. They are pulling out, okay? With what they do, they're pulling out. And there's still going to be places down there where you can do mercy ministry, where we can feed people, and we can do that kind of stuff. But see, their plan was to stay there for months and months and months and go in and help rebuild and all that stuff. They ain't doing it. They're pulling out. The soil is not safe, whether you want to believe that or not. Now, hang on. We'll make a leap. Wasn't it the goal? Didn't somebody tell us that the goal was to make that land inhabitable so they could do the mining down there? Did we hear that? Yes or no? Did we hear that?
Yep.
Huh? Can we connect dots? Connecting dots. Grindstone. Gary, are you out there? Are you? I don't know if Gary's not always there. Gary's there. Gary, amen me here, brother, will you? So these people know I'm not lying to them.
Amen, Coach. Yeah. We had a video.
Listen, folks, hang on, Gary. Hang on. We're speaking to the people on the ground. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. So I spoke personally to my contact there at Grindstone. And I want everybody to be assured that if we send anybody down there, that they are not going to go on any contaminated sites. They're not going to do any house reclamation. Right. Or do any of that type of work. We are strictly going to be doing donation distribution to any satellites,
food,
distribution
clothing,
sites.
That kind of stuff, folks.
Yes. And then just working back and forth in and out of the disaster area, but we're not going to be getting mucked up and getting any contamination materials or any of that going on.
Hey, Gary, if you could real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I couldn't find the video this morning where they were announcing why they were pulling out. Because see, some people are still suspect, thinking, "Where did you hear that?" Yada yada yada. Well, there's a video where the leader of Grindstone explains why they're pulling out, folks. This is real. Keep going, Gary. Sorry. See if we can find that.
So there's Ray and his crew, and Steve Deck was going to come down and. And so I just want to reassure those folks, I'm going to be talking to my contact again today to make sure that they're going to be productive when they go down. Because if Grindstone is winding down their operation, there's probably going to be less and less work to do. And so we just want to make sure that if Ray's going to and crew are going to be driving clear down from up north, that they're going to be fully utilized. I don't want them to come down just for a couple of days work. So
we'll find you some place, Ray. We will find a place for you. Okay. We will. I'm going to go there. We'll find a place for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary, for what you're doing. All right. So again, you know, there's, yeah, I sound like a government. I sound like a Democrat. Disinformation and missing. Look, there's a lot of that out there, right? Well, folks, we've spoken to we got Clay. Clay, did you wake up this morning, Clay? Clay is on the ground. He is embedded down there. Clay lives about 40 minutes from there. And Clay was there till late last night. He may not even be up this morning. He was there last night on the site, on the scene, there with Grindstone. And We got people on there. This is real. This is real. Now they're going to stay down there for, like I said, a couple more weeks, and we can go down there. But we're not going to go up in the mountains. I'm making sense, Ray? We'll be down on the mountains, and we'll be maybe driving stuff around to distribution centers. There'll be plenty of work for us to do, but it ain't going to be up in the mountains cutting trees and doing all that kind of stuff, because that appears to have been a contaminated area. Okay, cool. Boy, I got a lot to show you today. Just so people do understand what's going on. I don't know if you know this or not. The government still is not really on the scene in that area. In fact, I could get Brett, Ohio, Pennsylvania Brett in here. He could tell you again how FEMA is kind of off isolated and off hiding. They're not welcome. They're not welcome. And we are hearing of this. Now, this could be rumor, but literally the locals are they're using guns to run FEMA off. Not necessarily shooting FEMA, but scaring FEMA to get the hell out of there. They don't want them down there. They don't want them down there. Stuff's going on, folks. It's real. It's real. So I got a video today right there. Number one, it says what's going on. Start at the 8:23 mark. And what's going on, friends, is local people helping local people. This is not government. So Ray and you guys and your crew, when we take you down there, this is the kind of stuff that you're probably going to be doing. Just play. It's about 4 minutes. Just play 4 minutes of this.
See, most people know me as Catherine Steele. Anyway, I am one of the founders of Musicians Mission of Mercy, and we have the Compassionate Commissary Program out of this location at 20 East Ash Street in West Jefferson, North Carolina. We have the actual infrastructure to get out to the route to the people that we're serving, because we do it on a regular weekly basis. So field teams have been coming in all week. That would be a person saying, send me out to take relief. So we have had over 85 field teams go out in the last 10 days. Some of them without these organized lists, because it took me a few days to get the critical thinking skills going. But we are so grateful for all of the field teams. So what they're doing is they're going out and they're visiting all the families that have been affected that we can get to. And they are getting the names, of course, phone numbers, the contact information, how many people are in the family, what the sizes of the people in the family, the children, and, I mean, shoes, clothing, everything. Assessing whether they have animals, dogs, cats, if they have proper water, food bowls, if they have proper flea tick medication, if they have horses, if they need their fences mended, and we take out the supplies they need as soon as possible, usually sometimes turn around the same day. Our whole organization was founded to serve the mountain people, who I call American treasures. These are musicians, storytellers, weavers, potters. They make soap. They do all these things, and they take care of their own. So we go to places, and they're like, no, we're good. We don't need anything. And so I say, please, can I leave these supplies with you so you can get them to your neighbor? Oh, yeah, we'll do that. So we have made field teams out of the field teams, out of the field teams. It's kind of going exponentially. So yesterday I was on the backside of Little Horse Creek. That's probably where I was way past Little Horse Creek. And two women were coming behind us. I had four side-by-sides and two trucks from Beckley, West Virginia, following me all through there. And she was trying to pass us to get somewhere. And I just pulled over and I walked back. I'm like, hey, honey, do you need anything? She goes, no, we're good. We've been out. They just opened up the road. We just got out. I said, can I just give you some supplies for your neighbors? She goes, oh, yeah. That'd be great. So we filled up her Subaru with water and food products, our food boxes that we give out on a regular basis, the Compassionate Commissary boxes. And I said, wait a minute. And I went to my truck and got toiletry bags with all kinds of beautiful things. And you would think she'd won the lottery. So everything is needed, from blankets to toiletries to shelf-stable food products, because we crank out normally 30 to 40,000 meals per month into boxes from here normally. I haven't even calculated how much food has gone out yet. But we will over the weekend, because I have to take Saturday and Sunday off just to survive. But I just want to let you know.
Off. You get the idea, that, right? What we're seeing is people helping people. And so over the next 10 days, 12 days, we're going to figure out where we're going to launch. There are plenty of places to help. So God bless all of you who are willing to go and willing to make a difference. And if you would like to go, get a hold of Gary, get a hold of me, whatever, and we'll set it up. We're definitely going to make it happen, and we just want everybody to be safe. Any questions about any of that before I want to get into some good stuff here? Anybody at all know where we are with that? Understand? And so if you send me, so I want you to know this. I got a lot of things on my plate. If you send something to me, I forward it to Gary. Gary's kind of running with it. And Clay is embedded on the ground down there with grindstone. And Clay, I spoke to Clay last night. If I pull my phone up, where did I put my phone? What time was my last phone call with Clay last night? Clay's still there last night at, what time was that? Yeah. Hang on. No, I don't want to call him. I want to call him. What time was it? I thought it'd tell me. It's late. So God bless Clay for doing that. Cool. All right. I want to take you someplace today that I think is really, really important. And we spoke about it yesterday. I'm 71 years old. God, how can that be? Come on, I'm gonna be 72 years old. And I have to tell you that in my whole lot time in church, I was raised Catholic. I was a rarity. I was a good Catholic boy. I went to Mass every Sunday, sometimes Saturday night. I was there I went to my first communion. I went to catechism. I did the whole thing, as a good Catholic boy, whatever that means. And I found Jesus Christ outside of the Catholic Church. I got born again outside the Catholic Church. And people say that, I'm not bashing Catholics. People say that Catholics make great Christians because we already understand law and order. We already understand. Most Catholics already know they're sinners. You hear it over and over and over in the church, as opposed to Evangelifish church. And most of the Evangelifish church, they tell you how wonderful you are and how God loves you and how he's got a wonderful plan for your life. In the Catholic tradition, they were constantly telling me how I didn't stack up. And I think there's real value there. I don't stack up. It's not by my own goodness. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? So when I got born, I'm thinking about my Christian experience. Really, I have it written in my Bible, January 28, 1978. I received Jesus Christ. There it is. 1/28, my wife's birthday, by the way, 1987. I received Jesus. And I've been on a relentless pursuit of the truth ever since then. And I cannot believe the number of things from a spiritual standpoint I never was taught in church. Thank you, honey. I said it in 1987. Would everybody agree with me?
Amen.
That you spent your whole life in church and really don't know anything. Somebody raise your hands. Yeah, that'd be me. Especially when the Bible tells us that we're not to be ignorant of his devices. Well, what are his devices? And how come we're ignorant of his devices? So I want to make a couple connections here with you. And number one, witchcraft. I want to talk about witchcraft today. I don't know if Stephanie's going to. I should have spoken to her. Well, I was early this morning. I wasn't going to call her then. Witchcraft is so real, folks. It's so real. And I want you to know this, that at the heart of witchcraft, do you guys see witchcraft at all in, what's her name? Taylor Swift. Anybody see witchcraft at all in her? Mesmerizing witchcraft. Anybody see it in the Hollywood construed, scripted movie stars and rock stars that we see? Anybody see witchcraft all over them? See, at the heart of witchcraft is Jezebel, in my opinion. Say, Coach, who's Jezebel? Well, pull up Revelation, if you can, Spence. I put number 5 on there, but I don't know if you can pull it up directly like that. Yeah, I think you probably can. Revelation chapter, yeah, there you go. Revelation 2:19-25. It's the book of Revelation. It says, I know your deeds, your love and your faith, your service, your perseverance, that you are now doing more than you did at first. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman, Jezebel. I'm going to stop a minute. Think of all the people in the Bible that the Lord could point out. And he points out Jezebel. That's pretty important, don't you think? Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teachings, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality. Somebody say amen on Taylor Swift.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Right? Amen. By her, she misleads my servants. I got a call. And the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. So I will cast her on her bed of suffering and will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely unless they repent of her ways. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds. Folks, that's pretty harsh. That's the love of Jesus right there for you, isn't it? I'm going to strike your kids dead. And if you look around America, at the heart of everything going on is sexual immorality. Sexual immorality. Because we understand this, that the sex act creates new life. Little people created in the image of God. What is it the devil wants to do? The seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. So the seed of the serpent wants to seize, steal, whatever, destroy the seed of the woman. That's the whole battle. And so the idea of sex outside of a monogamous relationship between a man and a woman is of the devil, and probably through some type of influence of this spirit Jezebel. Now, we don't want to believe it, right? They don't talk about that. When I went to Kilbourne the other day, and I asked the children, 18-year-old kids, what's adultery? They said, cheating. They didn't know what adultery is. I said, no. Adultery is sex outside the bonds of matrimony. That's adultery. And how many of you right here in this room right now are guilty of adultery? You're having sex outside the bonds of matrimony. See, we don't even teach that anymore. But as soon as you open that door to illicit sex, the spirit of Jezebel, dudes, you have, man, oh man. So I got a call last night, from, you talk about a call out of the past, somebody I hadn't spoken to literally in 15 years, maybe 20. She called me because her son was hooked on porn. Her 22-year-old son hooked on pornography. What do I do, coach? Man, oh man, what do you say to somebody? Because I want you, this is important. Stay with me on this, okay? I've told this to my wife. I tell it to everybody who's watching this right now. Pornography is not adultery. Let me explain to you why. Pornography, in men in particular, I never could understand that a woman would watch pornography. But I guess women do watch pornography. I didn't know. But pornography for a man is nothing more than what's the word I'm looking for? When a man is engaging in pornography, he doesn't even recognize the woman he's looking at. This is not about adultery. A man can love his wife to heaven and back and commit pornography. Because pornography is about intimacy. It's about intimacy. And for whatever reason, when men get hooked on pornography, men in particular, and probably women too, it comes out of a spirit of rejection for the most part. Wherever you see Jezebel, you will see Ahab. And who was Ahab? King Ahab was a man who did not step up and do his righteous authority. He did not do what he was supposed to do. And Jezebel snuck in, and Jezebel usurped his authority. And so what we see, wherever you see Jezebel, you have to know that there's a man there who is not walking in the spiritual authority that God wanted him to. So Jezebel comes in pornography. You put the pictures up there. The man, for the most part, probably watches the pictures on the screen and masturbates. That's probably what goes on, right? And so therefore, the sex act for the man is between him and him. It's not between him and the woman. You could put that woman that he's watching on pornography, you could have her walk into his house 2 days later, and he wouldn't even recognize her because he's not looking at her or who she is. Sex at that point becomes a, how do I say it? an individual behavior. And you guys know what I'm talking about? And so when a man gets trapped into that, when a man gets trapped into it, it's hard to get out of it. And we are being, think about this. The Supreme Court of the United States ruled pornography free speech. How wicked is that, folks? And how many lives and how many marriages and how many young people have we seen destroyed because of pornography? Now, I'm heading someplace, okay? Because pornography is of the spirit of Jezebel, in my opinion. And what was Jezebel? Jezebel was the wife of King Ahab. And what did Jezebel realize? Ahab was a wussy. Ahab would not take authority, so Jezebel was running everything. And that's the Jezebel spirit. Is there a real Jezebel spirit? Is there a spirit of Jezebel? We call it the spirit of Jezebel. But the spirit of Jezebel, I'm sorry. The spirit of Jezebel is feminism. Feminism. And you will probably find, in my opinion now, I'm not trying to make anybody mad, in my opinion, you will probably find the feminist spirit in a marriage where there is a weak male. Would somebody want to argue with that? The Jezebel spirit thrives in a marriage where the man is not strong. You get it? And so that Jezebel spirit, you think about the women's liberation movement, and it was nothing more than the empowerment of Jezebel, the Jezebel spirit. So I was point number four. I got a lot of great stuff I could show you here. By the way, witchcraft's real. Huh? This is what I love about this show, because I get challenged every day to do this. Every day. So, to bring relevant stuff, when I got that call that yesterday from that mother who I hadn't seen in 20 years, yeah, maybe 15 years, I felt so helpless. I felt so helpless. How do you help her? How do I help her? How do I help her 22-year-old son who's probably on the verge of losing his marriage? He has a three-month-old child. How'd this happen? How do you rescue him through it? Because those of us who know that the sexual desire of a male, wow, it's probably one of the most powerful things in all the world. The drive of a male to reproduce is powerful. That's why the Lord said, by the way, one man, one woman for life. Two, sex is a good thing. Within the bonds of matrimony, it's supposed to be. And then you look at what's going on in America today. How old is the? We're telling kids in church that 18 is too young to get married, right? About right? Too young to get married. 18. A man too young to get married. Okay, so it's too young to get married. Well, do this. Go to all the bars or go wherever you want to and just practice sex. Just go ahead and practice marriage for 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 more years. And maybe when you get 27 years old, then maybe you'll be able to ready to settle down. Are you guys with me? You understand what's going on? Right? Instead of saying to our 18-year-old son that he wants to get married, well, he wants to get married because he's horny. All right? He's got a woman. He loves her. He's horny because the male sexual desire is real. It's real. And he has to exercise that in some way. And so he can either get married at 18 and start a family or go to the bars till he's 26. Come on, grow up, right? Right? And this is all a result of feminism. Why is it a result of feminism? Because I know when Betty Perkins grew up, and probably when Susie Baldwin grew up, and probably as we went down through there, the idea was, good girls didn't sleep around. Yes or no? Yes or no? Good girls didn't sleep around.
Yep.
Now, they never said anything to the boys. It was just kind of understood that boys would sleep around, but boys couldn't sleep around because good girls wouldn't sleep around. Now we look at what's going on with feminism and the feminist revolution. Good girls want to go get laid too, right? So come on, they go to bars to get laid. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yeah, they do. Why? Because we've removed the sexual barriers. Well, I said, well, how can that happen? Well, here, how witches went on to become modern feminist icons. Feminism was nothing more than Jezebel changing the standards for women and men in the culture. And you know what it led to? Abortion. It led to murder. It was so powerful and is so powerful that today people are voting for president of the United States based on whether or not they can kill their baby. This is a powerful, powerful, powerful delusion. Now, let me ask you a question. Heard any sermons on it? Mm. So how's a father of four kids, five kids, my sons-in-law, how are they supposed to prepare their children for this assault from this witch? She's a witch. Jezebel was a witch. How do we prepare? How does a guy who gets married and 10 years later has got four kids, five kids, and a grown up around him, how does he prepare his children for this Jezebel spirit that's out there waiting on him? Women, how do you protect your daughter? Men, how do you protect your daughter from the sexual assault? Men, how do you protect your son from the sexual assault? How do you do that? Ever had a sermon on that? Ever had a class on that? Ever had a training on that? Then we look across the spectrum of the church. Jezebel's running the church. With you, are you with me? So bear on. I'm going to open it up here a little bit because I know this is real. I know from Stephanie. Well, I got a lot of things I want to show. Look, pull up number six real quick. I'm going to come back to pull up number six. This is what I got up this morning and I Googled. I started my morning, my preparation. The first thing I Googled was this. Can you believe this? Popped up today in my feed, October 16, 2024. Modern day witches and the Harris campaign. Now you look at what's going on in the political realm, Harris and Trump, and you tell me that Harris isn't Jezebel? Huh? You tell me. And what are they telling the women? Don't vote for Trump because what? Can I say the truth? Because he's masculine and bossy. Don't vote for him. Vote for Harris because she'll let you spread your legs, get knocked up, and then murder your baby. Do you get it? Do you understand this? Do you understand how deep and how powerful this delusion is in America and American church doesn't even talk about it. Doesn't even talk about it. How about this one? You guys know what LifeWise is? I'm dropping a bomb on you here today. We have LifeWise in our local schools where they bring the kids out of school and they get to go hear about Jesus for an hour a week or 2 hours, whatever it is. And I got a notice the other day that our local LifeWise is looking for an instructor. I said, what? Yeah, local LifeWise is looking for an instructor 1 day a week, 2 hours a day, to instruct the children in Christianity. And I thought, are you kidding me? Wow. Maybe I ought to go do that. You know what hit me immediately? Anybody know what hit me immediately? Come on, what hit me immediately? Come on.
Can you imagine you coaching them up?
They wouldn't let me coach them up. The Jezebels wouldn't let me do it, would they? Huh? They wouldn't let me do it. Oh, they'd be complaining. Oh, he's too radical. Could you see the fight that would break loose inside of Christianity again? Rather than recognizing that this guy here, he is a straight shooter, masculine guy. The Jezebel mommies don't want that. Sorry. I don't know how I got off course. So here's a great article. Modern day witch. Do you guys believe there's modern day witches? You believe that Jamal, what's her name? Kamala? Click on that one, Spencer. Witches for Harris, 2024. First paragraph. Witches for Harris, 2024. Witches for Harris, activated Colorado woman under the Harvest Supermoon, started Witches. So there must be witches, huh? Witches for Harris. Wow. Witches for Harris. Do the people in the church know they're witches? Do you think that people in the church know there's witches for Harris? People know that there's real witchcraft that's going on? You know, I've been fighting some, I had a good give and take yesterday with our resident former pagan, Stephanie. I've been getting my butt kicked physically. And I know it's spiritual. I know it's spiritual. I know it's a spiritual condition. Why? Because I know my body. I know what's going on. This could not be normal. I don't want to get into it. Somebody has sent something after me. We don't believe in it, do we? We don't believe in it. We don't believe in witchcraft. We don't believe that when Taylor Swift is up in front of us, she's doing incantations. I'm going to bring John Loveland in because he has dealt in the occult. Am I lying, John?
No, you're not. we've been through a lot, yes. But I could touch on that, but I wanted to talk about pornography for a second.
Okay, go ahead. It's all connected. It's all witchcraft, folks.
So if you think about it, there's two main reasons why people engage, and I'm going to explain to you why women do. If you're exposed to sexuality as a child, it's very unlikely that you're going to grow up as an adult and not have some kind of perverse behavior in your makeup. So you know, you look at the average of it's probably 6 out of 10 women have been exposed to, you know, some kind of sexual abuse as a child. So
probably higher than that. Probably higher than that.
I mean, these are the statistics that I think you're right. I think they are higher. So that's one reason. Until you deal with it at that root level, you're going to engage in that behavior, and it's so destructive. And then the other reason is when you realize who you are in Christ, you will not engage in that behavior. So it's a renewal of the mind, one in realizing who you are. Like, you think about what Paul prayed in Ephesians and also in Colossians. He prayed that the eyes of your heart would be opened, that you would know the hope of your calling, and that you would grow in the spiritual knowledge and wisdom and understanding of who Jesus Christ is in your life. Mm-hmm. And when you renew yourself in those ways, that behavior is not, it's like foreign to you. Like, you don't even want to go to it. Because when you love God, you want to go obey him. Love creates obedience. Yeah. So that's what I would say there. That's the rehabilitation. And that's why women are engaging in this, because they've been exposed to this at a young age. And I'm speaking out of experience, because I've had to deal with this at the root level. And so it's very likely that is one of the main reasons.
So, John, I don't know about you guys out there. I'm going to tell you the truth. I saw my first boobs, picture of boobs, in a Playboy magazine when I was 12 years old. You didn't see boobs. When I was growing up, you didn't see boobs. Just didn't. But Playboy magazine was always pushing the edge. And my aunt, who knows why, my Aunt Nell, God bless Aunt Nell, she dropped off at our house some old magazines that she's throwing away some old magazines. Well, here her husband, my Uncle Ed, must be getting Playboy magazine. This is 1960, whatever. You didn't see boobs. And I remember opening up one of those magazines. They put them up, Mom put them up on the shelf. She didn't know what was in them. I opened up that Playboy magazine, and I saw for the first time boobs, a woman in boobs. And what an impact that had on me. At a 12-year-old kid, when that entered into my, dare I say it, my innocent life, that thing entered in. Boom! And then that sexual urge, whatever that, came alive. Think about today, how young our children are bombarded with that same thing, right? Little 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds, and why do they want to get into schools and teach transgenderism? See, they don't care about transgenderism. They want to get the kids focused on their genitals. Do you understand that? They want to get them focused on their genitals. So they go to school, and a little boy who never thought anything at all about his ding-dong now is checking out his ding-dong every day because that's, come on now. So this is what we're up against. That we don't even protect our children anymore. They're putting books in the libraries, and we gripe about it, and they call us, adults call us what names because we want to protect the children. They're coming in, and, oh, folks, this is the spirit of Jezebel trying to destroy little boys and little girls created in the image of God and turning them into something they were never designed to do. Craig, come on in.
So Spencer should have Saving God's Children pulled up. So one of the areas that I try to do is I try to be the platform to give people the tools to be able to defend themselves against this. So this is Saving God's Children, but if you go to Parents Toolbox, if you look up top there, Spencer, Parents Toolbox, and you click on that, right? Now, you're coming into, this is your way to defend off this. Now, Spencer, go to Smart Tips for Electronics. Click on that. Okay. You click on that, and you start to learn about how to protect your kids and their devices and stuff like that. And so it gives you the platform, okay, set them up, monitor. You got to approve. You got to keep on top of it. The average age is 11 when they're watching pornography. So you're talking about this boy that's 22. That's 11 years of him watching porn, okay? And then you see this. These are links. There are links here for you to click on here. People think that they, you know, when I have discussions with people, I mean, I go out boots on the ground with my trailer and Esther, my little micro mini cow, and I get people in and I say, oh yeah, well, we protect our devices and stuff. And I really get to talk to them. And I'm like, not as good as you think. You need to protect these electronic devices. This is the way that Satan is getting these young people in. And guess what? They're getting little things to take home. They get computers to take home. Yep. Certain schools give them that, right? Is that protected? Because once you see this in your mind as that young, you're going to have to deal with that image the rest of your life.
That's right, brother.
Program it in the mind of Christ, or are you going to let the devil run with it? And unfortunately, there's no balance of understanding the mind of Christ or any shame to it. And the devil has a free run on your children. And there you have this young man that's 22 that has a porn addiction.
Well, look, there's not a man in America who has a porn addiction who's proud of it. Not a man in America that's proud of it.
So you got a resource page, Coach. This Saving God's Children is a platform and resource to fight the good fight.
Amen, Craig. Hey, Craig, first of all, the people in the church need to know they have to fight it. When's the last time you've heard a pornography sermon? And why don't you hear pornography sermons in church? Probably because about 70% of the men are hooked on it, or probably 90% viewing it regularly. Come on, grow up with me. Huh? It's everywhere. It's freaking everywhere. Scroll down my fingers. It's everywhere, right? And isn't it amazing the devil makes pornography free speech and then throws you in jail when you watch it? He's pretty good, isn't he? That's a pretty good deal. Free speech errors right there, man. You can watch. Oh, yeah. That's underage. Oh, go to jail. Right? Oh, man, this is so wicked.
Rich, can I say one more thing, Spencer? Yeah. You can click on Toddler's Technology PDF, and it prints to your computer. Okay? It will come right. That's just a whole thing. Talks to you about the different things. All this prints to your computer. You can hand this information out to the people in your church, to your daughters, to anybody, okay? Any one of those little buttons either takes you to a link or it prints to your computer. So
Craig, God bless you, man. This is good. But folks, why is the church leading an all-out assault against pornography? Could it be the pastors are hooked? Huh? Could it be that? Well, I see some of you want to get in there. Hang on, I got to show you another thing. Bring up that's amazing. This is so amazing. It's number 7. How about this? Binding Trump, looking back on 1 year of magic resistance and looking ahead. Spell casting, binding Donald Trump. What? Yeah, yeah. The Wiccans are actively involved with binding Donald Trump. What do the Wiccans want? Well, they want all kinds of free sex. They want abortions. They want murder. The magic resistance still needs you to bind Donald Trump and all those who abet him. Next mass ritual, Monday, February 12th, 11:59. See, this stuff is real, and they've never told us that it's real. Hang on a minute. I got a text from Stephanie. Hang on, Steph. Oh, she's just giving me bullseyes. That's what it is. Adam, come on in.
Thanks, Coach. This stuff goes way back into the music, too. If you listen to the song Under the Boardwalk, it's about having sex with somebody under the boardwalk. Yep. If you listen to that song from Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young, it's about the stealing of virginity from a 14-year-old Catholic girl. If you listen to the song We Are the World, Coach, nice, beautiful song, right? But Michael Jackson's line in that song is like God has shown us by turning stone to bread. Because we all need a helping hand. And if God turned the stone to bread, we'd all be damned to hell right now. So they take the truth of God's word, they twist it, they throw what their intentions are in your face, and because they cast spells on the actual music itself, we sing along and don't even know what we're singing.
Don't even know we're doing it. We don't even know that we're doing it. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you understand when I say that something. I want to hold your hand. You think so? Think he wants to hold her hand? You really think so? I want to hold your hand. I want to. Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, yeah, you do. Johnny, come on in.
Morning, Coach. Hey, I just wanted to share this. Somebody sent this to me yesterday. It reads, they condition you to believe that people like us are unhinged, harmful, conspiracy theorists, so you don't listen to us. Because once you go down the rabbit hole and learn the truths that we have learned, there is no looking back, and you'll never trust them or their systems again.
So, Johnny, here's the thing. They want to ban anything that opposes their agenda, but they want us to accept everything that they want to put in front of children. If we try to protect our children from pornography, whatever, we are what? We're book banners. We're book banners. And yet they want to put all this filth down inside your children. And if you object to it, you're the bad guy, right? Folks, see what's going on?
That's their fight. They don't want you to know.
Yep. They don't want you to know. We need to know. We need to know. John Loveland, come on in. Then Dale.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Coach, I wanted to talk a little bit about how the enemy uses occult practitioners to maybe breach the security in your home. This may apply to you, and it may not. But I say all this to glorify God. I don't say it to sensationalize the experience because it was pretty horrific. But I had there was a period of time when I was being visited on a regular basis through astral projection, and I thought they were demons. I didn't recognize and know what they were, because when I see, and I don't see often in the spiritual realm, but when I do, I see like silhouettes. I don't see the entirety of the detail, which is good because I probably go running for the hills. So anyway, I had this thing that was in my house, and I could see it, and I knew it was there, and I was trying to get rid of it, and I couldn't, and I was engaging, and usually I've never experienced this kind of pushback. And let me back up and preface how this breach was accomplished. Somehow I ended up back on the occult radar. I was richly abused as a kid, and that stuff ended when I was around 11 years old. So I'm in my 50s, and now I'm getting attacked. Like, I could feel the witchcraft. So I woke up one morning, and there was a crow that was facing, postured with its wings out, and the beak was facing forward in the center of my driveway right at the beginning. I didn't know at the time, but that's an imminent curse. And then about a month later, there was a deer head with an arm in the middle of my driveway, about 10 feet up. No blood around it, just placed there. So, and then I got a visitation from a guy that supposedly was looking for some individual that lived in the neighborhood, but it was just so bizarre. I believe he was, a practitioner. I'm not 100% sure, but somehow the breach occurred, and then the witchcraft was horrific. So I'm getting these visitations, and I'm trying to stop it. I'm casting it out. I'm standing against it. I'm speaking the word. There is no movement. And finally, I said, Lord, what am I dealing with here? Is this an unclean spirit? Is this a Nephilim? Is this a Leviathan? Like everything I said, the Lord said no. And then I was like, okay, Lord, what is this? And he gave me one word. He said, coven. And I'm like, this is a witch? And then heaven was silent for weeks. It seemed to be weeks. And this person seemingly would come and go as they pleased. And they would only go to one place. It was where I studied and prayed at my round table in the sunroom. And I'm going to shorten the story. Basically, I couldn't understand how to get rid of this. And I said to the Lord, I said, you have got to do something about this. I do not know what to do. This is out of my understanding. And he clearly said this to me, Coach. He said, no, John, you have to do it. So I'm saying that to say, whatever you're going through, God has equipped you to handle it. There may be a lesson in it, but he's equipped you to handle it. In school, we get the lesson, then we get tested. Many times in life, we get tested, and then the lesson comes. So what he showed me how to handle this was one way. But I want to back up for a second. I was at the time, like I said, the witchcraft was horrific. And I was reading through the Psalms, and I'm going to encourage you to do this, Coach. I was reading through the Psalms, and I was on Psalm 34, and I was writing down everywhere in the Psalms where it says, where God delivered his people. So I was on Psalm 34, and I did say, I said, Lord, what are you going to do about this? Like, I am, my head is like scrambled eggs. And he said to me, he goes, read the next Psalm where you left off. And I didn't know this at the time. I read Psalm 35. Psalm 35 is the most imprecatory psalm. Imprecatory means when God invokes evil upon your enemies. That's what David is asking for. I read through that psalm, and the Lord said this. I said, I closed the Bible, and I said, Lord, what are you telling me? He said, I'm about to release Psalm 35 on all of your enemies. And that's when the stuff started to stop. But this is how I stopped the witchcraft. And this is how the Lord showed me what to do. I could not cast the person out. I couldn't, because it's a human. The human spirit has a will that God will not, he will honor your will. So I realized you can't astral project without the aid of a demon. So I changed my prayer language over to the demon. I took authority over the demon and the demon's ability to manifest its power through the witch to astral project in my house. When I started praying that way, it all came to an end. Mm. So, Coach, there could be an area where they breached the security, amen, where you're being attacked. But however, usually practitioners, occult practitioners, they're not revealing their hand. You know, like if you've received something in the mail and it's some kind of a supposed curse, that's usually probably a low level, amateur practitioner that's just trying to scare you. And the words have fear in it. So that's probably what that is. The enemy usually doesn't reveal his hand. However, you could be dealing with a breach in your security. I'm not 100% sure, but just say this. God has equipped you to handle it and to deal with it.
Amen. Amen. Not ignorant of his devices, right? Not ignorant of his devices. Thanks, John. See, again, hear this kind of stuff in church? Huh? If they talked about this in church, people wouldn't go back. Dale.
Yeah, at King Jesus Ministry they do. But anyway, I'm going to keep it real short, Coach. You know, when it says, and these ones shall not enter the kingdom of God, adulterers and fornicators, two separate things. Adultery is having sex within the confines of marriage. Fornication. My wife is trying to correct me. Fornication is having sex outside of the matrimony when you're not married. The word fornication in the Greek is, ready? Porneo, coach. The Greek word for fornication is porneo. And the word in, right, not trying to go down another rabbit trail, the word sorcery is pharmakia, right? We're going to dope our kids up. We're going to get them sleeping around. We're going to, if we can't destroy them in the womb, coach, we're going to destroy them the second they step out.
Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman, baby, seed of the serpent. Look, I'm running out of time here. It's good, huh? It's been good. So I want to pop a couple things on the screen that I didn't really get a chance to that we'll put in the chat. And if you want to do it on your own, you can. Pull up for me number 8. Pull up number 8. I just Googled this and Witchcraft Today. What is Wicca? An expert on modern witchcraft explains. You want to know what witchcraft is? Well, there it is. Look at all that. It's folks, they don't even hide it anymore. What is Wicca? An expert on modern witchcraft explains. Modern witchcraft, huh? Huh. Wow. How about number 9? How about number 9? Want to learn how to cast spells? There you go. How to cast spells. Scroll down there a little bit. Folks, this is real. Keep on going down there. And spell casting, there's a little video. And then look, here's the introduction to it. What is a spell? Do spells really work? Huh? Right there. I don't want to be a witch. Can I still cast spells at home? Rules for spell casting. 8 steps to casting a magic spell. Folks, this stuff is real. And the Bible tells us that we are not to be ignorant of his devices. Right? Right? So how to go back to number 5 for me. Back to number 5. Yeah, Bob, I agree. Miss Song. I didn't get to some of this stuff, right? No, that's not it. Number 5. Revelation 2:19. Go back to the book of Revelation. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate. Well, I lost myself. You tolerate that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. But by her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. Friends, why would that be in there? Why would that be in there and we not talk about it in our churches? We can't talk about it in our churches because we're waving flags and calling down this spirit, calling down that spirit. And as we're sitting around there, our son can't wait to get home on his phone and look at some porn. I'm telling you the truth. And so we look around. They've told us that banning books, oh, you don't ban books. Oh, yeah. Hell, yes, you do. Yes, you do ban books. Should be some books banned. But that's what I'm supposed to do. And Jesus says, Paul's book of Revelation, right? You tolerate her. You tolerate her. You let her eat your children, eat the food, and you tolerate her. Roger, you got about a minute.
Oh, quickly, I would just give a testimony. On one or two occasions in my life, I can remember hardcore, whatever John was describing, call it witchcraft, the devil, or whatever. I remember two incidents very vividly in my life where I was visited. So, you know, it's real, and that's my testimony.
Roger, there's a book, They Only Come Out at Night. Who wrote that? I see her face. Anyway, They Only Come Out at Night.
Her first name, Joy.
Yeah, Joy. That's right. Hey, folks.
Vicki
Joy Anderson. It's the most dangerous time in the life of you and of your children. They only come out at night. They visit you in your sleep. We're not supposed to be ignorant of his devices. Yet we never, ever talk about it. See you tomorrow.